Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Let's talk about the universe, shall we?
I love the universe. Yes. I live in it.
I am. Boy, this is too much for my brain, admittedly.
There's a lot that's too much about space for most brains.
I get stuck at the idea that it's ever expanding infinitely, as we've been told. It's beyond my comprehension how they can understand it and how something that is everything can be expanding into nothing.
Oh, yeah. I still don't understand how we can look back in time by looking faster, like, because you use the speed of light. And I go, that doesn't make it, because if it's the speed, then it's going away faster.
I need magic mushrooms for this conversation. They make you feel like you can understand these things.
Yeah. I have a hard time just grasping the sheer size of the objects, let alone how it all works.
Yeah, that there's something beyond just our galaxy.
Like, yeah.
How do they know that? They don't.
Postcard.
They're just lying.
Well, according to a study by physicists on anti-universe, where time goes backwards, likely exists next to ours.
Oh, that's where Bizarro Superman lives.
They say that could explain dark matter. As part of their research, I should say, not ours. They identified a set of fundamental symmetries in nature, which they referred to as CPT symmetry. The study, published in the Journal of Annals of Physics, not Annals of Physics, puts forth a theory that an anti-universe where time runs backwards is next to ours. The theory claims that the mirror image for the universe has been around since before the Big Bang. It was inverted by the Big Bang, and created the universe in which we currently reside.
So, in this alternate universe right now, it's the same, but it's just going in reverse. So, where did theirs start at?
Mm-hmm.
And when did they give birth to us?
When did we pass each other?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
if we know where theirs started at, we know where ours ends.
Right.
Oh,
and if we know where they intersect, then we know when we're halfway.
Yeah, I don't really understand. I just don't understand that. Yeah.
So, what's going on in there? In their universe right now?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not sure.
They probably don't know what's going on in ours. They probably...
So are they just finding out that we... No, because...
Or is it just... Or is it the exact same and yet somehow backwards, even though it's the same?
So it's like, we started here and we're working our way... We started on the left and we're going to the right. They started on the right and they're going to the left.
Mm-hmm. But we have no idea.
We have no idea where we are in our timeline, right? Or where they are in their timeline.
Mm-hmm. If we're finding out about them late in ours, they found out about us early in theirs.
Oh, my.
Are they slowly forgetting, though, and we're slowly learning?
No, because they're getting younger. Wait.
Yeah, they're getting younger.
Are they?
Is it like Benjamin Button world?
In my mind, it is.
I mean,
what else would it be? If their timeline is in reverse...
But would it be forward to them?
Or does it mean that their Earth is in reverse, but there's people on it? Like, they're coming back from, like, Armageddon or something from the last time it ended. And we're coming...
And they're making their way toward the dinosaurs.
Yeah. And we're from the dinosaurs to here.
Yeah. We got this.
Yeah. Okay, now that we're talking dinosaurs, I'm in.
Let me read this part, an excerpt from the journal.
Okay, I'm sure this will clear it all up.
Physicists have identified a set of fundamental symmetries in nature. The three most important symmetries are charge. If you flip the charges of all particles involved in an interaction to their opposite charge, you'll get the same interaction.
Like two batteries, you mean?
Yeah, or two magnets.
Okay.
You know, like if you flipped both of them, they would do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, the theory is everything has an opposite, so.
Parity. If you look at the mirror image of an interaction, you get the same result. And time. If you run an interaction backwards in time, it looks the same. Physical interactions obey most of these symmetries most of the time. which means there are sometimes violations. But physicists have never observed a violation of a combination of all three symmetries at the same time.
So there is one, but they've never observed it. So how do they know that there is one?
Well, they've observed it where it might follow two of the symmetries, but not the third.
Okay.
But never all three at once.
At first, it kind of sounded like you were saying the universe is a palindrome. Like it's the same in reverse as it is in backwards. I don't know what I'm saying. I've lost all connection to my own brain.
Yeah, when it gets into physics, I still don't really totally understand even like how they make mirrors, you know?
Like, I know, it's like glass and they spray paint it or something.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's so true.
Yeah,
I agree.
They, like it's some sort of electrolysis thing or something. I don't know.
Now, this article makes me think.
Why can you kind of like see around them? You know, like, weird.
Mirrors. What are they made of?
Yeah. Like there's so much I just don't get.
They say we can't access this anti-universe because it exists prior to the Big Bang. So it's not that we're.
So the Big Bang hasn't happened for them yet.
Yes.
They're heading towards it and we're heading away from it.
But time is a perfect circle.
I thought we were heading towards a Big Bang.
No, we started with the Big Bang.
Oh, I was thinking it.
Theoretically.
But if time's a circle, then we are heading toward it. Because it happened, but we're eventually going to get back to it.
I guess we're just not simply there yet.
Yeah, it's like...
We haven't hit the zenith yet. Coming back.
The beginning Big Bang was, you know, us. And then the end Big Bang was the dinosaurs.
From...
And then the next Big Bang was us again.
And the ice
By
age.
The way, this point, from their perspective, they're going forward and we are going in reverse.
Right.
Sure, yeah,
yeah,
that,
exactly.
That makes sense.
That's the only one I got.
So in their universe, you start out old and you get younger and, you know, you lose knowledge.
You slowly shrink and become a baby and crawl into a womb and disappear.
Wow. So do they not remember the first couple years of their life when they were the oldest?
I don't know. Like, are you born with all the knowledge?
So, this text, so you die in the womb and rise from the grave? Is it that linear?
That's what I just said.
Oh, so. My God. What if you die on this planet and then you wake up on the other planet as an old version of yourself and you're working your way back to being a kid again?
That would be sweet.
That's kind of neat.
That'd be awesome. All right.
And then it just keeps cycling back and forth.
Oh, no, I don't.
That wouldn't explain the exponential growth of human life on the planet.
Yeah.
Or would it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Would.
Maybe that's a whole other.
Yeah, maybe
universe.
It would.
I don't know why I said anything. Like, it's a fact. I don't know anything right now. This text. Can you guys go back to talking about number three and how to get it out of clothing or something? A very specific request.
I love talking about this stuff.
I do, too. I think it's fascinating, but I just.
I run out of brain pretty fast.
When I would,
in fact, it was right when I got to the end of the article from Bro Bible.
Yeah, when Liam, my youngest son, was really into how the universe works when he was like four. So we'd watch that, and every day it would bend my mind.
Yeah.
And I would have such a hard time wrapping my mind around half of what they were talking about.
Yeah, when I read articles.
By half, I mean all.
When I read articles like this, I find myself saying the phrase, so wait. About a million times.
I need more drawings. I need diagrams. I need pie charts and whatever, like graphs. I just need pictures.
This text. Wow, I thought you had a lot of smart guys there. But listening to you guys talk about the mirror universe, you guys are idiots.
School us, man.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot about or a little about a lot of things, but space physics is not one of them. Mm-hmm.
A mirror is a reflective surface that light does not pass through, but bounces off of, and this produces an image. Mirrors are made by putting... Here we go, Hot Wings. We're going to learn.
Yeah, yeah, because that first part I'm aware of.
So.
Yeah.
Stop it, you witch.
Oh, water
it's
does that.
Sorcery.
Yeah,
I'm reading this from my brain, by the way. Mirrors are made by putting a thin layer of silver nitrate or aluminum behind a flat piece of glass.
Yeah.
When you place an object in front of a mirror, you see the same object.
Thanks for that breaking news.
That didn't help me at all.
Yeah, I got that part.
It's something about silver nitrate.
Yeah, and I've seen them make it.
That was for Kelly's breaking mirror news.
Mirrors
when you place something in front of a mirror, you see it.
This is just saying it in fancier words.
This is the human equivalent of a dog barking at its image the first time it sees it.
God, mirrors reverse the direction of an image. Duh, it's called your reflection, Google.
Yeah, I mean, I got a hat.
This week on Dumb People Explain Things. It's just our show.
How do mirrors work? We don't really know.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.